Today on Rocking the Suburbs,
hunker down with headphones and a cold beverage and take note of the many sonic details.
Hello, Jim and Patrick and Rocking the Suburbs community. This is Bob Peterson with my April new music pick. I'm going to start out with a couple of honorable mentions that I was considering reviewing, and they include Cloud Nothings with Final Summer and Krungbin with A La Salah. I was trying to decide between one of them when I got an advanced copy of the Lemon Twigs' A Dream Is All We Know on April 29th. It was set to be released on May 3rd, but I got it in the mail in advance, so I was excited to move that up to the top of the list. It's their fifth album, and I think it's their most accessible. It's very sunny and upbeat. It's a perfect soundtrack for the summer. It features strong melodies with complex arrangements that are influenced by the best 60s and 70s music, including Baroque pop, Beatlesque jangle, Beach Boy harmonies, and even bubblegum sweetness. Every song on the album sounds like a potential hit single. The song I want to feature is If You and I Are Not Wise, which sounds like a cross between the Everly Brothers' Big Star and the Byrds. Next, I want to highlight Watching the Sun Go Out by Total Strangers, which features Rockin' the Suburbs community members Mike Wagner and Jimmy Petrillo. It also has contributions from Hans and Brittany Reese and Nicholas Nygaard from the community. Now, I know I won't be the only one from Rockin' the Suburbs to review this on New Music Picks, and the album has been talked about and played on Rockin' the Suburbs radio. But if you haven't heard it, it's worth checking out. It's a complete album, strong from start to finish. It features steady guitar rock with tasteful playing by Mike Wagner. The rhythm section is also talented, and they keep the songs tight. Echo Park Jimmy provides excellent lead vocals on almost all the songs on the album, and this should come as no surprise to anyone that has heard him sing on the Friday Night Hootenannies. The song I want to feature is All Falling Down because it has a great, meaty guitar riff. The album is available in digital form only on Bandcamp, so please check it out. It will be worth your while. So thanks for letting me share my picks, and I look forward to hearing everybody else's picks. Like I always say, this is my main spot to go to hear new music. Thanks again.
Should be going. You never leave. Somewhere unseen. To walk this line, I always have to still believe. We're all falling down. We're all falling down. You cut the story to suit your need.
Hey, Jim and Patrick, faithful interns and fellow members of the Rock in the Suburbs community. This is Paul Hayden calling from Wilmette, Illinois, with my April new music picks. First up is album number 5 from Vampire Weekend, Only God Was Above Us, which was released on April 5th. There's no need to describe the sound of this group, so I'll just say what I like about this record is you can engage with it couple different ways. You can go about it casually and let the surface melodies wash over you, and I think that makes for a very pleasant listen. Or even better, hunker down with headphones and a cold beverage and take note of the many sonic details that make for an enriched listening experience. The track I'd like you to play is Capricorn.
Courage on now, can't turn the tide. The world looked different when God was on your side. Who bears the future? Do they care why? I know you're tired of trying. Listen clearly, you don't have to try.
Next up is the new single from Killer Kin called Point Blank, which was released on April 26th. This continues their streak of high-powered, high-intensity, no-holds-barred rock and roll, influenced by AC/DC, The Stooges, Dead Boys, and Motorhead. It appears to be released in conjunction with the European tour, which I hope goes well for them. Here is Point Blank. That's it for me this month. As always, I look forward to hearing everybody's picks. And in the meantime, keep rocking the suburbs, listen to Suburbs Pop Radio, and I will catch you next time.
Baroque pop, Beatlesque jangle, Beach Boy harmonies, and even bubblegum sweetness.